Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Arla. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet and Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey. As we begin to address now the halacha of food that was cooked using a fire that was fueled by Arla, says the Mishnah. Tavshil shebishlo beklipe Arla yedalek. A food that was cooked in a fire made from the shells of Arla. These are the shells that were used as fuel for the fire. They must be burnt since the food had been improved through the Arla shells, making use of the food, eating them, and so on, is considered benefiting from Arla, which again is prohibited, even though the food itself doesn't actually contain any Arla itself, but still benefiting from the Arla, which only fueled the fire, is still Asr. Therefore, you have to get rid of and burn all of the food. Nis'ari ba'acherim. But if that food that was fueled with Arla food became nullified, became mixed up with other food, then it works as long as there's 200 times more pieces of other cooked food than the one piece of this Arla cooked food, then it can be consumed, then it can be eaten, then it doesn't have to be burnt. Continuing now with Parak Gimel Mishnah, as we continue with a similar discussion regarding bread that was baked using a fire that was fueled also by Arla, says the Mishnah, Tanur she'asikuhu beklipei Arla ve'afabo asapas. If an oven was heated with a fire that was made from shells of Arla, and then he baked bread in it, Tidale kapas, the bread must be burnt. After all, the bread came into being through the Arla, and therefore using that bread is considered to be benefiting, getting hana from the Arla. However, says the Mishnah once again, Nis'arva ba'acheros tala ba'acheru masayim. If this bread becomes mixed with other breads, then it becomes batel. Then it becomes nullified in a mixture of 200 to 1. Again, 200 regular breads to 1 bread that was baked that from a fire fueled by the shells of Arla. Quick review, Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet discussed food that was cooked on a fire made from the shells of Arla. We said that since it was improved by this through the Arla shells, it was fueled by the Arla shells, therefore the food must be burnt. However, bittul works if there's 200 times more regular food to the cooked food than it was to the regular food than to the Arla food, then bittul works, the nullification works, and you can eat the mixture. And then Parak Gimel Mishnah discussed that if an oven was heated with fire that was made from Arla shells once again, and he baked bread in this oven, so we said that you have to burn the bread, because again, you can't get enough from Arla, and it was fueled by Arla shells. But again, if the bread then gets mixed up with other breads, but there's 200 times more regular bread to the Arla breads, then you can eat these breads, even though they were consumed and fueled and heated up and baked in an oven that was fueled by Arla shells. Have a great day.